think about the Detroit Lions, you think about Matthew Stafford and his ability to throw the football. They do a lot at the line of scrimmage. You know, they basically play from a no-huddle style offense for the most part. They've done a nice job with their skill position guys. Marvin Jones is having a fine season and really going up and making a lot of big-time contested catches. Golden Tate is leading their football team in receptions. And then Ebron, their young tight end, is also an impressive guy. And both backs are great receivers of the football out of the backfield. So their skill positions, they're really well put together that way with that. So we're going to have to, obviously be very assignment sound as we go into this football game.
Coach Andy said, he's like, complacency is the thing that we're going to have to fight kind of the rest of the last 2 weeks. I mean, I know we asked you last week about getting these guys up and ready, but I mean, is that part of the challenge here this week?
I never thought about complacency being an issue that way. It doesn't say anything about being complacent. About complacent, usually when you're having success and you think things are just going to move along, we got to, buckle down and play better.
Players get anyone get complacent when they think there's nothing to play for but pride?
They have the same thing to play for each and every week. That's their job. I mean, that's why they do this. Their next week's not promised, or next season, or whatever. What they put on tape is their, you keep asking the same question. The answer is always going to be the same. What they put on tape is their resume.
Do you have to look at injuries the same way? Is it, if a guy could, if playoffs were on the line and he could possibly play, he would play, but do you gauge them differently with nothing on the line if a guy is kind of borderline whether he could play or not?
I'm not quite following that one.
Is it a black and white thing? Either you can play or you can't play?
Well, the doctor determines that, and then their ability to go out and practice and show me they're ready to play, is what determines whether the guy plays or not. Then I got to make the best determination I can. They're never going to get a chance to play if they're going to further injure themselves. So that doesn't ever come in. We don't change the standard that way. That's not fair to the next guy beside you.
How about some of your guys making the Pro Bowl?
Well, it was, I congratulated both Gino and AJ yesterday for their being selected once again. I think obviously every year since AJ's been in the league and Gino every year since he became a starter, other than the year he got injured. So when they're out on the field, I think they're recognized for their play, and that's great.
Surprised at all by Clayton? I mean, I'm sure you're not surprised you've seen him play, but to get that recognition.
Well, I think he's done a good job, and it just goes to show that from the standpoint of players and coaches, for sure they're taking notice of what he's been doing.
You once said you tend to dwell on the losses more than the wins. Do you ever think about how things could have been different if you'd gotten one player, like say if Marvin Jones in particular had chosen to stay here 2 years ago? Do you ever think how things could have been different?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think we would have been, obviously we'd be a little different offensively if Marv still be here with us. But he's not, so we can let it go. Well, we've populated the league, but that's part of the NFL. You know what I mean? Sometimes guy wants to go and have an opportunity in his mind to be the lead dog, and that's what Marv chose.
Do you feel more pride when you see that, guys like Marvin Jones, guys like Mo Snead? There's been a lot, like you said, you populated the league. Or is there more like, man, I wish we could have kept that? Which one?
Well, you're going to, as we've said, when they've moved on, it provides opportunity for the other guys to step up, and hopefully they learn from that. And so for you within the walls of this building, it's our job to get the other guys up and make sure, first off, we try to fill the slots with the right guys so that they can achieve and have an opportunity. And sometimes maybe it's not been reflective as well, but because other things play an effect on it. But, you know, that's the challenge.
Do you feel like that year when Marvin and Mo left, you guys have struggled to find that kind of dynamic playmaking out of that position the last 2 years?
Well, I think in production, we were last year beyond where we had been in some ways from when those guys started out. You know, with what Tyler did last year, with what Brandon did from when those guys were first in the unit. But there's also the other changes that come a pass around them. I mean, some of the other faces have changed as well.
In terms of special teams with Dejuan being the second alternate, you're getting a lot of productivity out of H-backs, tight ends, running backs, wide receivers. Does that speak to not only, you know, coaching, but personnel, you know, getting people that would be willing in those areas?
Well, I mean, it's part of the thing, you know, right from the start. You have to be in order to be part of the 46. You know, I mean, that's important, as we know, because we do have to have productive guys, because there's, you know, 18 to 24 snaps each week. They've got to, you know, be filled by a core group of guys. And it's got to, you know, we got to be spot on as far as responsibilities and get the execution done on special teams. And because we've had the injuries and so forth that we've had to keep, you know, churning a little bit, you know, these young guys have had to play in those positions a lot more. And, you know, and we've had some penalties in special teams we're not quite used to because of, you know, them trying to do things, and we just got to do it right. You know, we didn't have one last week, but the two penalties the week before really hurt us in the game, you know, where we played 2 weeks ago, Bears, I guess it was. And that was, you know, those are two huge plays, the penalties we got.
Has Darren done as good a job as he's ever done, though, considering the circumstances?
Darren's done a fine job because of the scrambling of every Monday night and Tuesday we spend, you know, with who do we envision being in those spots.
Finally got a little bit of consistency.
You can see practice, but you can't say a word about practice.
Well, you'll see practice. So going forward, they can't go. I mean, you guys found some continuity since Jacksonville, so a little bit of rhythm, whatever. I mean, is there any concern in these last 2 weeks if you've got, you know, Christian has never played, Alex has a few snaps, you might have to move guards and tackles. I mean, is there some concern there? We're trying to get any kind of offensive rhythm.
We just got to do it. It's what you do.
That make developing some quarterback confidence a little more difficult? I mean, 7 points from the starters in 2.5 weeks is, with all those guys, hasn't been great. And now you might change some bodies. Is there?
Mm-hmm. We got to find a way to be better with it.
Is anyone taking the next step out of concussion protocol today? I know Mixon kind of got to practice on Friday. Is he going to be able to do more today?
They're in a concussion protocol. That's all I'm allowed to say. It's easy. They've made it very easy. They'll be cleared when you see them go out there on Sundays.
Do you look back at this year with any particular regrets?
Yeah, I regret we haven't won enough football games. That's it. I haven't got us in good enough position to win games. And that's my responsibility. Oh, they'd be lying to you. They're done in 24 hours.
You don't think any of the players?
I think very few.
Through the off season?
I would hope it bothers them, but I would think that's a good answer they gave you, though. I appreciate that.
Well, I mean, players over the years have said that.
That's good. I mean, it ought to. It better. I mean, it should. Unfortunately, we have to wait too long to change that, to right that ship. You know what I mean? It's, you lose a game, you get to come back the next Sunday. But when your season overall isn't what you expect or want, then you have to wait and you have to go through all the process and steps along the way. So there's a lot of energy and investment and time and energy and effort before you can begin to reap the reward and turn the ship.
AJ and Andy, you're obviously the battery that charges the vehicle here. And last couple of weeks, like your description of being a tick off, I think, you know, applies. I can't remember two games in a row where it's been kind of like that for various and sundry reasons. You expect a big bounce back?
Well, we have to, you know, as I keep saying, we've got to, you know, we've got to put ourselves in position to make plays and move the football productively on offense. And we've got to, you know, that's got to be our goal. And, you know, as you said, we have to, you know, our great players have to rely on them, and we've got to give them the opportunity, and then we've got to make the plays.